Yay, we're here! Woo! Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Kate Quigley. This is Date Fails. We are in Burbank, in beautiful Burbank. Yes. It's sunny out today. Mm-hmm. Finally, it's been raining. I feel like we've been living in like biblical times with like Noah's Ark is about to come through LA at any moment. You love it?
I liked it.
You did?
We need it though.
It rained for like a month straight.
Yeah, we're in a drought.
Yeah, we need every piece.
We're not in a drought anymore. Did you know the drought has officially been lifted?
Has it?
Yep, we're no longer in a drought.
We can still use more rain, though. Don't get cocky.
You know, I would appreciate like one day a week of rain here.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah, that'd
like
be great.
It got to be a hard rain, no drizzle.
No, like a pour, where the streets cave in and cars
sinkhole.
Fall through.
Beautiful.
Did you see the sinkhole?
Yes.
Yeah, Laurel Canyon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The street literally collapsed and two cars fell in.
That was like a movie.
Armageddon, right?
That was a straight movie.
It was crazy.
It could have been a whole 90-minute movie about that one sinkhole in the two cars.
They really could. And it happened on Laurel Canyon, which for people that don't live here is like one of the most busy streets in the valley. I mean, it couldn't have happened on a busier street, really. So it's good times. Good times for LA. Guys, my guest today, well, first of all, I have my fabulous, we missed you the week you weren't here.
What happened when I was gone? What happened? Pandemonium? Shootout?
Who was on that week? I can't even remember who was on the week you were gone. I don't think anything exciting happened.
Good.
I think the episode sucked. I think it was very boring.
Beautiful.
I think it was lacking some hot chocolate goodness. That's the thing about... It was a great episode, actually.
Oh,
it was Sam Tripoli and Jen Sturger, and it was amazing. It was really fun. Sam talked about how he likes to fuck cross-eyed women. It was a really interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Okay.
But Tony Baker.
It's like you're kind of like, it's almost like you're driving them crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're like, ooh.
Oh my God.
I get it.
Look at the eyes roll.
Yeah. You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Where does he find these women?
He showed me an Insta. He was like talking about how he loves women with weird flaws. He said he doesn't like perfect women. He likes women that have weird shit, like gaps in their teeth or crossed eyes. And I go, where do you find these women? He pulls up this Instagram. He goes, look. And he shows me this photo of this girl she's called the cross-eyed model. She's like a supermodel. But she's cross-eyed.
Wow.
And then the other day when I was in Vegas, a really hot cross-eyed girl popped up on my Instagram because, you know, once you like one, then Instagram is like, you're into cross-eyed bitches. Here's another one. So now I keep sending them to Sam every time they pop up. So you're welcome, Sam.
Wow.
But guys, Tony Baker is back, my new co-host.
Back
killing it. Woo!
Yeah. Back up in here. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. You look great. You look great.
Thank you.
And our guest today is a very funny comedian who I've worked with very many times. He's been on Laughs on Fox, and
he's
about to tape an episode of At Midnight.
Hey. Yeah, on Comedy Central.
That's a legit credit.
Can't wait.
You just went from mid level to like boom, top shelf shit.
Comedy Central. That's always a good intro. You seen him on Comedy Central?
Exactly.
Boom.
Even if it was a commercial.
Say that half the time anyway.
They do lie, but yours is legit.
But like, he's been on HBO, Comedy Central. Yeah. I'm like, I haven't even been on TV. What are you guys?
That's so funny.
I hate the false documents.
Yeah,
Give me my real documents.
Yeah.
The thing is, no one in the audience cares
at all.
Although I have noticed a trend, like when I'm out of town, like in Vegas or somewhere, if I'm middling, then they go, you've seen her on Showtime and Fox, whatever. Then after the show, people want photos with you, but only because they think you've been on TV, not because they know who you are or thought you were funny. You know what I mean? They're like,
maybe.
Well, man, you never know.
I actually have noticed, since I was on Fox last, which is nothing, after the show, they're like, what were you on Fox and Hulu? Because I'm like, immediately it's the first thing they ask.
People ask?
They do listen, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting they ask about Hulu? Like, Hulu now is like a legit, people watch.
Most definitely. People
watch Hulu. Like, it's crazy. When I was just in Vegas last week, I was at the mall, and there's a mall. By the way, I didn't say your name. Brian Monarch, everyone. Brian Monarch, very funny comedian. Woo!
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
When I was in Vegas last week, there's a mall called Fashion Show Mall, right? And in this mall, there's a runway. And it's a huge mall. It's like the biggest mall in Vegas. There's a runway where they have every hour some kind of like show. Not really fashion shows, but like people go out dressed as like nymphs and fairies and like entertain kids or whatever. And they have the runway roped off. You're not able to get on it.
Right.
But of course, I'm there with my friend Jen Sturger. And Jen is like, Kate, You should totally just get on the runway and just start walking it and then, like, take off your jacket and be in a bikini and, like, put on, like, a bikini model runway show.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck it. Why not? Let's do it. So we went and bought a trench coat at a store that I returned promptly after the show and a bikini. And I did it. I got on the runway and I walked all the way to the end and all the way back. And it's a long runway.
Yeah.
No one stopped me. No security came. Hardly anyone stopped to watch. Like, I was so disappointed because I thought it was going to be like this big scene.
Yeah.
No one really cared except this one family walking by. This kid goes, "Hey, that's that girl from All Def Digital."
Hey.
That was it. And I was just laughing to myself because I'm like, it's so crazy now how, like, the internet is the thing people get recognized from more than TV or anything.
Yeah.
So weird, right?
Yeah.
Because
the internet,
watching.
They have more control.
And it's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is cheap.
Like Hulu, you set your own hours. Like, I want to see this show now, and I watch it now.
Yeah, you're right. It's like direct TV all the time.
You don't have to wait for Wednesday night at 9 p.m.
People make big money on YouTube now, right?
I know, like, people that make like six figures.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just vlogging. And they aren't even interesting. They're just like, today I had a burrito. It had corn. And people are like, yay.
Yeah. Comment.
I don't get it.
I've seen these channels where they just open boxes. Like, they get new product before it comes out. And they're like, oh, here's the box opening of the new Sony whatever. And he's like, all right, here we go. And he's like, oh,
are
this model has a button here. And like, he just reviews the new product. It's called a box opening. And lots of views.
Yeah. My son watches that stuff. I'm
like,
what are they? Oh, they're yelling for no reason. I'm like, what are you looking at over there?
It is really crazy. I dated a guy that watched more videos on Facebook than TV. Like, he would just lay in bed for hours and just watch Facebook videos. I've never been into that. That's never been my thing. I guess I should. That's like, we need to be up on that, right?
You don't have to.
No?
I don't feel like it's credible. Like, you know, I have to watch an actual film. I have to watch an actual production.
Yeah.
I have to. If I just watch videos, I'm like,
I feel like Facebook, you can kind of like get the best of the week. Like, you know what I mean? Like, see the best clip of the latest Trump speech. See the latest scene of a movie preview. Whatever it is. It's just like, it's all there.
Well, like, I didn't watch the Oscars because I was working.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
And also because I haven't seen like any of the movies. So I was like, what's the point? But then the next day I went on ABC's website and you can basically watch every funny clip. They have all the clips.
They do.
So you can practically watch, like, the best of the show without sitting through the whole thing.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
the ending was crazy.
Yeah.
That was.
The heartbreak.
What do you guys think Steve Harvey thought the second
day? He was like,
he had to be so fucking happy.
It's not just me. The heat is off.
Yeah, they forgot about that now.
Yeah, the heat is off, man.
That was pretty nuts. But that dude from La La Land, I thought, like, you couldn't handle it more classy than that guy.
No, he did a good job.
He still got an Oscar.
They got a lot of Oscars.
Yeah, you know, the director
fine.
Still got an Oscar. He's good.
Yeah.
He's sleeping well.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm happy to be here. What's going on in your dating life, Brian? First of all, can I just say that I consider you to be the king of Bumble?
Thank you.
Every time I see you, you've been on like 9 Bumble dates since the last time I saw you.
I mean, I use all those apps. I have a page I could show you on my phone. It's just like a separate little hidden folder. As a matter of fact, I'll show you something funny real fast.
Why is it hidden? So that the girls you're dating don't see it?
No one goes to my phone, but here's social. So you hit social, you see like Facebook, Twitter, and you go like that. Boop. All the dating apps.
Oh, shit. Can I look at this?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, you got OkCupid. I don't even know what is JFlix? What is that? Is that a Jewish thing?
Yeah. It's like J-Date.
Okay.
Oh, okay. J-Swipe.
Another Jewish.
Happen. I was on Happen for a little while.
What is
Have you been on Happen?
Dane Cook recommended that to me, and I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one? I don't use it anymore because my phone's running out of memory. I had to delete some of the. Isn't that the one that's just completely proximity based?
It's who you happen to pass on the street.
That one creeps me out. That's too stalkery for me. They're like, it literally pinpoints your exact GPS and theirs. Like, you could both be in the same grocery store at the same time.
When you look on there, it's like, oh, you ran into this girl 12 times in the last 2 weeks. I'm like,
what?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really weird. It tells you exactly how many times you've crossed paths with that person. That's why it creeps me out, because I kind of almost don't want people to know, like, we live in the same neighborhood or go to the same gym.
I can see it being creepy for a girl.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I don't think a girl's going to run up and be like, yeah, give me that penis.
No.
You know, give me that penis. Me yeah, that probably penis. Not. I can't imagine anyone saying that. But sometimes I do text guys and just go, what up with that dick, though?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, someone told me to do that. Who was it? There was a comic that I was talking to. Oh, who the fuck was it? What was it Finesse Mitchell?
But did you get the dick, though, after you sent it?
I sent it to this guy, and he wrote back, I just spit out my coffee. I laughed so hard. No girl's ever said that to me before. And I was like, that's a good line. I'm like, keep it.
It is. That's funny.
I did not get that dick, though.
You didn't?
I didn't. Not that day.
Okay, but you got it eventually.
Well,
see, you ain't
it's
losing.
It's not hard
here,
to get.
Kate ain't out here losing.
I am. We'll talk about it. But
can you
anyway.
Imagine if one of us said, hey, what about that pussy, though?
We'd be in jail.
Yeah.
What about that pussy?
It depends if you've had it before.
True.
Yes.
If you had it before, absolutely. You can say it.
Yeah.
This was a guy that I'd been like out with a few times, but we hadn't hooked up, but we'd been flirting, and I just thought it would be a funny thing to say.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. If a girl says that to me, it's either hilarious or.
Or
you can get this penis.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. You just laugh. If you wouldn't give it to her, you're just like, ha ha, that's
be
so
like,
funny.
You crazy, girl.
Guys, use that line. Ladies, what up with that dude? What about Clover? What is Clover? I've never heard of that
one. That's the same as like Tinder.
Oh. Yeah. But why is it different then?
I haven't noticed a difference. It seems a little more ghetto, but.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's less. I think Tinder has a lot of fake people on it now. Like, you get a lot of bots. You know what I mean?
Bots ruin everything.
Yeah.
Tinder, is Tinder a dating app or a fucking app?
It's a dating app.
It is.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many girls that are just looking to get laid. I mean, there are.
What app is that? I'm not going to get on. I'm just curious.
You tell me.
There's like there was a dating site that I was on years ago, like 10 years ago. It's called Adult Friend Finder. And I think that was just for, you know, banging.
I thought that was kind of like for married guys that were trying to fuck on
No,
the
that's
side.
Like Ashley Madison.
I heard about that one.
What is Coffee Meets Bagel? I keep hearing about that one. I've never tried it.
So that you wake up every day at noon, you have like 20 new matches and you swipe right or left on them. And it's weird. You get, like, coffee beans the more you play. And then, like, if you have enough coffee beans, you could avoid the whole 24-hour thing. You could just take somebody. And then if she likes you, she can communicate.
Wait, 24-hour thing?
Every day at noon, you get new matches. It's not like you can just keep swiping all day. At noon, there's new matches. And that's the only time you're going to see new people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a different format.
That's interesting. Yeah. Why is it called Coffee Meets Bagel? Because you're supposed to... Is the girl the bagel and the guy the coffee? Or what is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's Jews and...
Oh, is another Jewish?
No, it's not Jewish.
Oh.
I mean, there are
Jews
Jewish on there.
Activity.
You have a
here.
Lot of Jewish dating apps. Are you specifically looking for a Jew?
Yes.
Are you Jewish? What if he wasn't? How great would that? He's just like, I just love the Jews.
I think there's a lot of people that I don't think Jews usually like Jews because like they don't want to be like with their mom. You know?
Really?
What I mean? And I do it because there are some, you know, lovely Jewish girls out there, and I am Jewish, and I feel like I have an advantage because most Jews are short. So, like, when they put, like, oh, let me find a Jew who's 6 feet or higher, I'm like, it's me. I'm the only one on the
and
website.
And you're cute. You're cute,
dude. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So, I had thought about getting on one of those Jewish dating apps because I thought it'd be great for networking because everybody in Hollywood who, like, produces shit is Jewish.
Yeah, facts.
I'm like, fuck it. I should just get on there and meet some executives, right? Do they get upset if you're on there and you're not Jewish?
I think you have options. You could say Orthodox or, you know,
black.
Just Jewish.
black.
Yeah. I've seen some people say willing to convert. Like, there's different options.
Shut the fuck up. How desperate can you be to find love if you go on there and you're like, I'm willing to change my whole religion?
Just change me for love. Right.
I just got a little...
He's got a match just now. Oh, you got a Bumble. I like how Bumble calls it a buzz in the hive. I always get, you got a new buzz in the hive. That's what it says. I'm like, that sounds so sexual. I think I would notice a buzz in my hive. I haven't had one this year.
I have a joke that relates to all this we're talking about. Not that we're supposed to tell jokes.
You can
here,
tell a joke.
But on stage, I talk about online dating a lot. And I go, I only do the Jewish websites, by the way. And then you hear a couple Jews in the crowd go, woo. And I go, I don't mean the religious ones. I mean the free ones.
Are any of them, there is one that I pay for, which is Raya. It's
you gotta pay for it?
That's the entertainment one, right?
You have to pay for it unless you're like so famous that they're like, you get a pass.
It's for like rich and famous people.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's for rich people. I've met a lot of poor people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why are they charging though? What are they charging for?
It's like an exclusive club. It's supposed to be like the Soho House of dating. You know what I mean? But it's honestly terrible. Everybody on there I match with never wants to actually go out. We just talk back and forth. I have a rule. I have a 4-message rule on those things.
Oh, you're quick.
Yeah, it's like this. Hey, how's it going? Great. What part of town are you in? Hermosa. Want to get a drink? Yes or no? If they don't say yes, I'm out. I don't want to waste time. I don't have time to text back
and
forth.
You don't want to do the text flirt life?
I know within 10 minutes of sitting down with you for a drink, if there might be some chemistry.
Yeah.
I'd rather find out than waste hours texting back and forth. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
Yeah. I feel like some girls get hit up so much that they don't know what to do.
Well, I can't relate to that, Brian.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Shut the hell up, Kate.
No, I mean, I get hit up a lot on Instagram by strangers. Uh-huh. But I mean, like, I swear to God, on these apps like Raya, it's all Instagram models and playmates. And these guys, I think a lot of them are just on there trying to, like, trade pics and flirt. But I don't know how serious they are about actually hanging out.
I don't like the exclusion.
But they're probably talking to 20 people on 20 apps. It's just like...
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to waste time. Let's just get together, see if there's
a spark. I'm the same way. I usually try to be like, hey, you want to grab a bite or a drink? And it's pretty quick, usually.
What if the girl initiates that? Does that turn you guys off if, like, right away the girl's like, let's get a drink?
Not if she's hot.
Yeah, it depends on how she looks. If I'm attracted to her visual, then I'll be like, let's do it then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of times I don't follow through, though.
You don't show up? You cancel?
I just don't.
Do you at least cancel?
That's when you stop talking to them as soon as they make the offer. You're like, sometimes I'm out. I've done that because you're like, you realize, like, I don't want to go out with her.
Yeah, it's just sometimes I just don't want to go out. In most cases, I don't want to go.
So do you cancel or do you just not show up? Please tell me.
I don't flake. Like, I don't make the plan. Like, let's meet up at 8. And then I don't show up. No, that's whack as
hell. Oh, good. That's good.
I just won't commit to the meetup.
I matched with a guy that I was actually, I rarely get excited about going out with these guys online because they're always awful. I mean, I've never had a good online date, or I've had maybe one or two decent first dates, but then the second date, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, what happened on the second date?
Like, usually there's just, the first date, maybe they're great, and then the second date, they start to give you a little more information, and you find out something weird, like they live in their mom's basement, or I don't know, there's just something that you find out that you're like, oh.
You're just like, okay.
Have you ever gone on a date and like an online date usually, and like you see her and you're like, oh, she doesn't look like her pictures, and then you get out of there?
I've seen that before. Sometimes I've done that a couple times. On the thumbnail.
Not recently. Really? Like, not in the last 10 years.
Like, you walk in, you see her, and you just leave. You don't even say hi because you're like, she
some,
ain't look-
some women look different than their pictures.
Yeah.
And you just see them in real life and you just like, it's not the same.
I agree, but I think if they look so different that you would actually leave, then you should tell them that so that they know what the fuck is up, because they might just think you're some asshole who stood them up.
Almost there. I'm telling you.
No, I didn't even tell her. This is, I think she knew so much that she didn't look like her pictures, that when she pulled up in this convertible and she didn't look anything like her pictures, and she goes, I'm going to go across the street to get a pack of cigarettes at 7-Eleven. We were at this bar. And I go, okay. Like, I think she gave me the out. Like, she knew she didn't look like
her picture. No way.
I can't imagine why anyone would say, I'm going to go get a pack of cigarettes after you meet them, the second after you meet them.
That's facts.
She gave you a moment to leave.
Yeah, I did, too.
And like, she smoked. She smoked. You don't want none of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross. And drove a convertible. Skin damage.
Yeah, just pulling up, just taking their son and cigarettes to the face.
Yeah, we don't
I'd have been
that.
Like, you know what?
I'm trying to think if I've ever shown up and the guy looked nothing like his photo. That didn't happen to me, but I have a great story about this. I had a girlfriend the first year I moved to LA. This was like 10 years ago, who she had an online date with a guy, okay? And she knew. She was excited about it. The guy was a surgeon. He was really hot. Showed me his photo. He had like a great house, at least in his profile.
Right.
And she was like, oh my God, Kate, this guy's like a catch. I don't want to fuck it up with this guy. But she's like, my photo on there is 10 years old. And she told the guy she was like 30, but she was actually like 40.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so, she's effing up already.
Right.
Yeah, so she was like, do you think I should tell him?
Yes.
And I was like, just tell him now. Just be like, hey, look, I'm a little older than I said. Here's my real photo. Do you still want to go out? You know what she did instead?
I swear
to God, this is the most LA story of all time.
She went and got plastic surgery.
Yes, yes, yes. She went and got she didn't get a facelift, but she got like a bunch of fillers like Juvederm and Restylane, like what the Kardashians do, like pumped into her face to make herself look younger. And she got Botox. She had a week before this date. So she did all this shit to her face. And then what happened is it bruised her face. So she had to go on the date with like bruises all over her face. But she's like, at least I look younger.
Oh my God.
What happened? Did they ever go out again?
No, they went out one time and he never hit her up again.
Of course.
Why are people lying online about their age?
Stop.
I know, right? I got catfished. So this is one of the things I wanted to talk about because this is crazy. I got catfished like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago when I was in Phoenix. No, on Instagram.
Ooh.
This is nuts. Okay, this wasn't a dating thing, but I don't even mind saying the guy's name because we're friends. Okay, you know who Nick Hawke is?
No.
Nick Hawke is this guy. He's on a TV show called Gigolos on Showtime, which is a reality show about real life.
I've seen some of that show before.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The guys are like super hot. Nick is super duper hot. Uh-huh. So I met Nick at the AVN Awards. We became friends. Actually had him on an episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
And we became friends. And even though he's so hot, once we kind of got to know each other, there wasn't like chemistry. There was no spark. I wasn't into him that way. We just were friends, right? Mm-hmm. And on the podcast, he said he only dates for work because he's a gigolo. He gets paid to go on dates. So he's like, I don't even date women in real life because I date for work. So it's like, I don't want to fuck with all that on the side also.
Okay.
So.
What about love?
I don't think he's worried about love, right? I don't know.
When
you
got
rich bitches paying you to go on vacation, he basically goes on vacation with these ladies and fucks them and gets paid. Well, he doesn't say he fucks them, but...
Yeah.
And gets paid for it.
He escorts them.
He's fine. Yeah. But so check this out. So I'm in Scottsdale, and I get this weird comment on my Instagram from an account that's The Real Nick Hawke, and it says, hey, Kate, check your DM. And I look in my DM and I have a message from him that says, hey, my phone got stolen. I lost all my numbers. I can't get into my Instagram because I set up this security code thing on it. And anyways, I don't know how to get a hold of you now. So I had to DM you from here. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Sorry you lost your phone. Uh-huh. Here's my number. Hope you get back into your Instagram, whatever. Then he's like, I had a dream about you last night. That's why I hit you up. And I was like, what kind of dream?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I had a dream that we had like the hottest sex. And he's like, and ever since I woke up this morning, I can't stop thinking about fucking you.
Oh, okay.
And I was like really surprised because I've known Nick now for a year and a half and he's never hit on me or talked about sex or gotten like this with me. But I believed it.
So this guy knew that you knew him from pictures on Instagram probably, made an account and went in and tried to like get you to...
So the long story short is I thought it was Nick, and thank God I'm not really into Nick, so I didn't he's like, well, the dream ended right when you got on top of me, but we didn't get to fuck. What do you think would happen if we were really together? And I was like, I don't know, Nick. This is really weird that you're asking me this. Like, you're never like this with me. Then he sent me a dick pic, and I knew it was Nick's dick because Nick has a lot of tattoos, and his body is easy. You know, I knew it was his dick, and plus, so I really thought it was him. And then the guy even sent me a video of him jerking off. Now that I don't know.
With the tattoo?
Well, that's the thing. All I could see in that was dick, so I couldn't tell if it was really his or not. But at this point, I wasn't even suspecting that it was anyone else. I just thought it was him.
Uh-huh. This guy's really jumping through hoops for you,
man.
Well, then he was like, "Send me something back. Send me something to help me out." And I was like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it. I'm sorry, you know? And then the guy goes, I'm going to call you on the phone right now. Pick up so you can hear me come.
Claude, have mercy.
And then I was like, this cannot be Nick. And I had already given him my number because he opened with, I lost my phone. So then my phone rings and it's a restricted number and I don't answer. And the guy leaves me a voicemail of him coming on my voicemail.
Lord. Oh, my God.
You still have it?
No.
You ever text Nick and tell him all this shit?
Yeah, of course. So but the whole time I was texting Nick's old number, like, is this really you? What's going on? And he wasn't answering. So I'm believing the whole thing. And then finally Nick hits me back hours later And he's like, what the fuck are you freaking out about? What's going on? Yeah. And I go, if this is really you, send me a selfie of wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing. And so he
hold up two fingers.
Yeah. This was it. Say my name in the video right now.
Yeah. So he sent me
back
a selfie.
That's why she needs an iPhone. You see if things are delivered. You know if, like, you're getting in touch with the real person, even if they don't answer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he sent me back a selfie. So I knew it was him. Uh-huh. Right? And then I told him, this guy's catfishing me. Pretending to be you, and he's trying to get me to send him naked photos. And if it was somebody that I'd fucked before, I probably would have done it. Like, if it had been like an ex or something. And then
he just came on my voicemail.
Right.
Yeah. And Nick was like, oh, yeah, I get this all the time. People do this all the time. They pretend to be me and they catfish people that follow me. I'm sorry it happened to you. So he knows
crazy.
About it.
Wow.
Yeah. How fucked up is that?
What if it was really him?
I mean, that's the thing. To be honest, I was kind of angry at him. Like, you know when girls have dreams and they fight with you in their dream and they wake up mad at you?
Yeah,
I was kind of mad at him also because I was like, oh, so you don't want to fuck me now?
Right. How dare you not want a piece of this?
Yeah, the whole thing was crazy, but it really actually creeped me out.
As it should.
Yeah, because I was
very
like,
creepy.
Fuck, I came so close to, you know.
Sending him some tit.
Well, I mean, not because it was Nick. I didn't. But if it had been, like, a guy that I flirt with, you know, there's
you would
some...
have sent him the good.
Maybe.
You're telling your whole fan base right now how to get a tit shot. Just
no.
Find someone she knows really well.
Right.
This will never work on me again. And also, now I learned my lesson. I don't think I'm going to send nudes anymore.
No more nudes?
No more nudes.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're living lavishly
in Newville. What if they get leaked?
They do get leaked, especially like the more you go up the comedy
Kate
ladder. You
would
know?
Get leaked.
Yeah. Thanks.
You would get leaked for sure. For
thanks.
Sure.
That's why I got to at least make sure that if I do send them, they're like so good.
Yeah.
You know what I
it's
mean?
Gotta be
how
on
many
point.
Have you sent? Oh, they're
total?
Out there. Yeah.
Oh, come on. I mean, of course, when I'm dating, here's the thing. When I guys that I've dated, I have sent them to. But now it's sad because when I date guys, even if I really like them and really
you
trust them, I won't put my face in it.
Okay. The
like
crap out.
I'll send other shit. But I've had guys be like, I don't want it if your face isn't in it.
That's
I want
how
your
I
face.
Am. I want the face.
See?
I'm happy to say I've never sent a dick pic ever.
Wow. Okay.
And I've even been asked for dick pics.
And you were like, nah.
How yeah. come?
Why? Yeah.
I don't know. When I was younger, it was more just like, I don't think I should do this. And then it was just sort of like a principle thing after that.
Oh, look at you, man.
I don't know.
Principles and whatnot.
You're like, you want this dick? Come get it, bitch.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't care if you send me your tit, so why should you want my dick? Like, let's just meet up if you want to see it.
Let me ask you a question about nudes, both you guys.
Yeah.
So, because I think it's hotter, and what I like to send guys, and I can send these because if they get leaked, it's fine, is like more implied nudity than full nudity. Like, I think it's hotter to send a guy a shot that shows like a hint of something versus like, here's me naked.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. I'm kind of weird though. I don't care about lingerie. I don't care about.
I don't like lingerie.
Yeah. Just,
you don't?
No.
I just want to like.
Absolutely not.
I don't care about pictures. Just let's hang out and do it.
I like how you added and do it.
And
to
do
the
it.
End,
man.
Like a 13
let's
year
just
old.
Do
it.
Like,
you don't like lingerie either?
Nah, if it's too like it's silky and satiny and the little pantyhose with the little buckles and
there's nothing you're gonna put over your naked body that's gonna make you look better without it on.
Right.
Really?
I'll tell you what does turn me on: a woman in a wife beater.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Hot.
With no bra.
No bra. Oh,
yeah. They're
that's crazy.
Hot.
Yes.
They're a little see-through.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
A wife beater on what on the bottom?
It could be a super loose wife beater where it's just kind of hanging and like just the nipple is covered, but or it could be super tight, no bra.
Ooh, this is good to know. Man. This
a
is
long
good.
Wife beater with nothing.
Oh, yes.
Really?
A simple wife beater.
I'm going to do a photo in one now. I'm so glad you guys talked about
or
this.
Or a woman
what
in a button-up shirt that's tight. Oh,
tight?
Yeah,
really?
Like a tight button up. Oh, huh. I'm all in.
No way. You too?
But what all about that Moulin Rouge burlesque shit,
you don't give a fuck about that.
Uh-uh.
What about heels? I had a guy that was like, only come over to fuck if you have heels on. Like, he was obsessed about heels.
Never.
I'm not into heels.
Never.
Every time I have sex with a woman, she has to be barefoot.
There's
really?
Nothing worse.
I take the shoes and socks off every time.
Huh.
There's nothing worse, in my opinion, when you meet a girl and you start dating and she's like, oh, I'm going to do something special. And she brings over like a sex bag with like lingerie and a fucking blindfold and some fucking stupid.
A sex bag?
Of course.
You know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't want any of this. I don't want whipped cream. No. I don't want any of this.
Take really?
Cream, take the. She brought over.
Tony's like,
whipped
I'll take
cream
the
is
whipped
good
cream.
Though, because I like so, whipped cream.
Yeah. That's yeah. it. I like a little. But don't you get. Don't you, after the first few, like after you fuck somebody 10, 15 times, then isn't it fun to
it's
spice it
It's more about
it
a
up?
Connection than all these right. stupid things, you know? Yeah. It's just like, I don't need all that shit.
Interesting.
Because yeah. it's forced. I don't like forced sexiness.
You ever use food? Do you use whipped
cream? Yeah, I've used food before, but it wasn't like a, even though I love food.
I got a funny story.
Food's
I went,
life.
This girl thought it was, this is my second girlfriend ever. I was between 20 and 24, and she wanted to like have me go down on her with something inside of her. And I was at Disneyland.
Oh, Lord.
And
wait,
I thought,
what do you, something, anything inside
like
of her?
A dildo or something.
Oh,
like,
okay. Banana? Sorry. She you said Disneyland. I'm like, Twizzlers? A banana?
I don't know if that would stay. Anyways.
if it's in the peel, I think it'd be okay.
So I'm at the candy shop in Disneyland, and they had those, you know, those what do you call them?
Churros?
No, something like a, not a, candy cane, like a candy cane, but like a thick candy
cane. The candy cane,
cane
stick
fruity
thing?
Candy cane that goes, okay. has a swirl.
Yeah, I've seen it. Those are good.
So I brought that home.
Oh.
And I thought that would be perfect because it
oh,
would taste
no.
good. Oh, yeah. It was so bad.
Yeah.
She got a
yeast infection.
Oh.
I woke up. There was,
you can't
it
put
was like
shit in there.
And we just fell asleep after, too. Like, there was just cement all around my, like, crotch area
oh.
when I woke
oh,
up.
Oh, my God.
After
can't.
Doing it for, like, 15 minutes, it was just like, it looked like a kid had been sucking on it for, like, an hour. Like, it was just, like, disappeared. Like,
oh.
I wonder if she got a sugar rush from having that inside her
right.
so long. Like, does your body
oh
absorb?
My God.
That was one of my first sex mistakes.
Man.
Oh, that's cute, though, that you, like, try to do something.
He tried.
Sweet,
I tried.
Yeah, you can't put stuff up your vagina that has, like, sugar or, like, everything.
Neither of us knew that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
now you know. Just, live and learn.
You
yeah.
live and learn,
but
for
see,
sure.
But see, I do like it if a guy wants to, like, tie me up and get into some kinky shit. You guys aren't into that at all? Neither of you?
I kind of like it when they're able to touch me and, you know, get me going too. I don't know. I'm not into that stuff. Yeah. A lot of girls are. I just went out with this girl recently and she was just like all wild and like, I just.
You sound so annoyed.
I don't know.
Like, I just got time for this wild shit. Now, if she likes to be tied up, I can provide that.
Right.
But for me, I don't need it. I don't need to be tied up.
I do get turned on when something turns them on. That's
yes.
true.
That's
I'm
what
a pleaser.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. So, like, for the girl, like, that's the thing that's hot about it is if a guy, like, ties you up, you know he's about to get you off, like, a bunch of times.
Because yeah.
there's no other reason for a dude to tie you up unless
right.
it's all about you. So I guess that's what it is.
I'm with it.
That's hot.
But for me, I don't need all of
it. But if I was a girl, I would want a guy who likes doing that.
Like, yeah, for
you know
sure.
What I mean?
That's like, into
it.
Awesome.
Me and him are doing it because she wants us to.
Right.
So it probably wouldn't be as good with
right.
us.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
To, you know, maybe
no, you're right. I want the guy that initiates that.
Like,
I don't want to have to
like,
ask.
I feel like a girl is like, choke me. And I'm just like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neither one of you guys choke?
I do.
On request.
One hand. Oh. But I'm not going to like. It's not like I'm like, yeah, I like choking this bitch
yeah.
out. I just
I don't want charges pressed. I got big hands. I'm strong. You know what I'm saying? That could be
it?
Scary if she doesn't want this.
Interesting. I wonder what it means when someone's really. I dated a guy that was really into like not just choking and spanking, but like hard. Like I would leave and be like beat the fuck. Like I would have bruises and marks, but I liked it.
Hey.
No,
but
a lot
never,
of girls like that stuff. Yeah. I just don't. I mean, I'll do it. I just, you know, it's not like I'm at home, like, hoping she's going to want me to beat the shit
right.
out of her, though.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you
that's
know.
Not my mindset.
Right.
I get it. Interesting.
I do like being objectified, though.
You do?
Yeah.
How so?
Like, you know, send me a dick pic or send me,
oh, you
know,
like that.
You just use me for sex. I do.
I like when guys send photos, but, like, not dick pics necessarily, but, like, it's kind of cute when a guy sends you a photo. When a guy sends you, like, a photo of, like, him doing whatever is at the gym or at work or whatever, just because yeah. you know they're thinking of you.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
And also, if I have really great sex with a guy every time he sends me a photo, it makes me want to fuck him.
Okay.
So it's like a good move for the guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like keeping him on.
Just sitting here changing the oil.
I haven't had sex in so long, though.
How long has it been?
Well, not counting... Aaron, not counting the one time.
Was it penetration?
No, Aaron, every time I say I haven't had sex this year, Aaron reminds me of the one time that I did have sex that lasted under a minute and the guy came. I don't count that.
It counts.
If he doesn't get me off, I don't count it.
It counts.
All right, fine. Well, even so, that was like January 3rd.
That's this year.
Yeah, but I don't count that. And counting that, it's almost March. Thank you. Not counting that, it's been a long time. It's been almost a long time.
I feel like that's a real long time. Two months.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
But so I kind of almost had sex last night, and then I didn't.
You didn't want to?
This guy ruined the moment.
What did he do?
What
did he say? Okay, I played a celebrity poker game last night. Uh-huh. I went to Hollywood Park Casino. That sounds so douchey, but I played in a poker game last night. I went to a Hollywood Park Casino. And it's this thing where, like, you come and you play, and the casino kind of pays your buy-in. And then if you win, you get, like, $2,000.
Ooh.
And if you come in second, you get $1,000. And guess what? Not to brag, but out of 10 people, I made it to the last four. That's pretty fucking good. But then I got knocked out.
Did you get some bread, though?
Then I got knocked out. No, I got free nachos.
Who was in it?
The other, like, quote, celebrity was this MMA fighter named Jake Ellenberger, I think is his name. He's a really nice guy. And then just everybody else is just professional poker players or people that want to play. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, there's a guy playing. Really cool dude. We totally hit it off. He was kind of like helping teach me to play or whatever. Yeah, you know, he's cool.
That's the go-to move. Let me show you.
Well, I needed help because I didn't know. I did not know. Like, they would come around to me and I'd be like, do I put money in or do I quit? I didn't know what I was doing.
He was holding the cards with you. Like, let me get behind you and hold your cards.
That's how you hold it. Was it the Jake guy?
No. Okay. He's married and stuff.
This is just a professional poker
player. This is just a guy that was there. So anyway, we play. We kind of hit it off. After the poker game, I did a podcast with Jake and this other dude that organized it there at the casino. After the podcast, I ran into this guy again, and he was like, you want to grab a drink and hang out? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So we go to the bar, we start drinking. Now, to be fair, I got pretty drunk. Uh-huh. I had like at least four drinks, which is a lot for me, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm hanging out with him, and we're talking for so long, and he's cool, and he's cute, and I like that he's not like an in front of the camera guy, but he kind of like he invests in projects and he's like kind of in the business, so he gets it. So we're totally hitting it off, right? So then at the end, he's like, I'm going to go get my money. He's like, did they take care of you? Did they pay you for playing? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, how much did you come here hoping to win? And I was like, well, I was hoping to win second, but whatever. He's like, I'm gonna split my money with you. I'm going to give you, because he won a bunch of money gambling while I was doing the podcast. He's like, I'm going to give you some of my money. I was like, you don't have to do that. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna give you at least a G.
Ooh,
so he goes and gets money, okay?
Come on.
He comes back. Now, I'm like uncomfortable taking money, but then I'm like, well, if he won, I feel like casino money doesn't count. It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like he's hard-earned cash that he like fucking sweated over. So
it's a weird move.
Well, this is the thing, and this is the problem. So then I call an Uber, and then he's like, oh, do you mind dropping me off at my hotel? I'll share Uber with you. I'm like, no, not at all. He gets in the Uber with me. We kind of start making out in the Uber, right? I was into him.
I was into him.
So we're making out in the Uber, but then we get to the hotel, and then I go to drop him off, and he's like, well, come inside and say goodbye. And then I was like, I'm not trying to hook up. He's like, no, I don't want to hook up. He's like, I want to give you something. And I thought he was trying to give me the money, and he didn't want to do it in front of the Uber drivers. He didn't want them to know I had a grand or whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I go in the hotel lobby with him. Then he like hardcore starts trying to get me to come to his room. He's like, come on, just come to my room with me. I'll get you another car. And I was like, no, I'm not trying to fuck. And he's like, come on, you're so hot. And then I go, you should probably just call a hooker with that money. And I left.
So you didn't get the money?
No, I didn't take the money because I think I was like, oh, he's trying to pay me to fuck him is what I thought.
That's what it was turning into. That whole thing was weird.
Yeah.
I was bummed, though, because I was, like, into him. And I'm like, if this dude would have played it cool, if he would have been chill last night,
hung out again.
We would have hung out again. And for sure, I would have fucked him sooner or later.
Yeah.
But now, he blew it.
Dang, it's so easy just to lose a woman, man.
But
it's so easy.
Here's the best part,
especially
I played.
If you're stupid like that.
But here's the best part. I show up at tennis today with my friend Jackson, who I played tennis with. I'm telling Jackson's story, and Jackson goes, "I can't believe you didn't buck him." He's like, "You were into him anyway. You could have had $1,000." I was like, "I know, but I can't fuck for money. Yeah. I just can't." And then Jackson goes, "You fuck losers all the time for free." He's like, at least this guy had his shit together. I mean, this guy's got money. He's got shit going on. And I was like, yeah, I guess.
But at the end of the day, you would have fucked for money. You would have got paid for your services.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I feel you on that
one. Know?
That was a weird situation. Like, what was even...
What was the point of giving her the money? I'm not giving you a goddamn thing. I'll buy you drinks, but I'm not just gonna, let me give you half my winnings.
I mean, like, I know guys, here's the thing, and this is why I didn't think it was weird that he was going to give me money, because I've been out in casinos with wealthy guys that win a bunch of money, and they're just like, hey, because you hung out all night, here, take a, like, I've had guys.
I feel that, like,
we
at the craps table, you're like, you want good luck charm, bam, and then I never see you again.
But not,
cool.
But not, hey, we're at the bar, I already did all that, let me go get the money for you. It's just a little weird.
Well, I think
way.
He was cashing out. You know what I mean? Like, he was going
chips.
To cash out, and then,
cash out, all right. On your chest.
It's such a bummer.
I think
I was
guys
like,
have a real bad, they just don't have know how to play the game sometimes, and he just didn't. Like,
well,
he could have got.
He was in there. Once you make out, then he's like, cool, maybe on the next visit we can do this.
Yeah, like, he was just, he got too aggressive about fuck me now.
Yeah.
And it just really turned me off.
He was fired up.
He even had a date fail.
He did.
He's on another podcast talking about
you know, even if there had been no money involved, though, like, I just, when a guy gets that pushy and he starts to seem that desperate to get laid.
The thirst.
That's a turn off, man.
Yeah. I was turned off.
Yeah, but also, you know, my friend was like, he's probably, if he's around casinos a lot and he's a professional gambler, he's probably used to girls fucking him for money, because he probably just thinks that's what every girl is looking for.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
Know. Yeah, but
he's
I woke up today, I'm not going to lie, there was a little piece of me that was like, should I have fucked him? No. There was a little piece of me. But I'm
glad. Made the right
choice. Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
You did the right thing.
Because
then you would have been looking at yourself in the mirror like, what the hell have I become?
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to, you don't want to cross that line.
Yeah.
Have you ever paid for sex, Brian?
No. I've never even paid. I honestly haven't, and I've never even paid for a happy ending. Like, I've
not
never.
Me neither.
Yeah. I just.
Have you paid for a sad ending?
No. I've never. I don't know. I just. That's another thing, kind of like the I don't want to send a dick pic. Like, I don't want to pay for sex.
I don't think you should. It's like it's a big turn off.
There's a lot of guys that do. I just
they do. I was surprised. Like, people I knew, I was like, you have?
I know.
No judgment. It was just shock. Like, for real?
I mean, in some ways, I guess if you can afford it and you're a dude and it's like you can take the whole element of dating out and just fuck hot women.
I can't do it.
I don't like that either.
I don't even think my mental would. I
my
think I'd
ego's
be soft.
Too fragile for that. Like, I want to know they like me.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think I have a soft penis.
Well, they're probably professionals. They'll get it going.
They'll
for
get
you.
It up for you.
Maybe.
That's what they
know.
Do.
Yeah.
The whole time, I would just be thinking, this chick has probably banged a bazillion people. Because that's also what crossed my mind with the guy last night, too.
Yeah.
I was like, even if I decided to fuck him, the first thing I thought once I realized what he was doing is I was like, oh, does he do this all the time? He just pays girls to fuck him, and he probably has herpes. Or, like, it immediately just made me think he was dirty.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's how you should have thought.
Yeah.
If I talk to anybody at a casino, I'm like, herpes. Herpes is definitely
everyone
in
there.
The building.
Everybody.
In the casino? Come on, man. You kidding me?
God.
Herpes. You're in the casino?
Right. I'm in there, too. I'm like, oh, I got herpes now. As soon as I step in and touch a chip, herpes. Facts.
I probably have a lot of herpes from my weekend in Vegas then.
Touch a chip. I got chip herpes.
So. Right? I got chirpes. But listen, I have been curious about a happy ending massage, though.
Really?
I haven't done it, but I have been curious.
Really?
I feel like I've had it from girlfriends, you know? Like, they.
Most definitely.
But then again, you wonder, like, do these girls at the place know what they're doing more than my girlfriend did? Maybe.
Yeah, I've been curious.
They do.
I've been curious.
I've had friends that have done happy ending massages, and they seem to like it, but. I would definitely do that before I would go to a hooker.
Most definitely.
You're not going to catch an STD from a little lady or whoever's doing that shit.
I don't think a happy ending at the end of a massage counts as prostitution, because they're just massaging another part of your body, really.
And they happen to want extra money for an orgasm. That's just a massage.
Okay, yeah, but that's just like getting extra money. Like if you go get a mani-pedi and they go, do you want the extra 10-minute massage for $10? And you pay for that because it's an extra feature.
But there's nothing sexual about that. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I think most people would consider it light prostitution.
Like, I mean, it's kind of, it's on the tip there for sure. Yeah. No pun intended.
When does the line, so let's say that you go on dates for money, but you don't fuck. Like, there's this website that I signed up for that I never used because, again, I was like, I couldn't do it. But there's this website where basically guys would pay you.
Like a platonic escort.
Yeah, you basically would be their arm candy for the night.
Yeah, a true escort.
I went out with it's funny you said that. I almost brought this up a second ago. I went out with a girl, most psychopath girl I've ever gone out with. I have plenty of stories. There's probably not enough time. But she told me that she used to go to Commerce a lot, and a lot of rich Asian guys would want her to hang out. And I'd be like, and you don't do anything with them? No, I don't. And she was nuts. Oh, my God, dude. When I tried to stop seeing her.
What happened?
She,
I feel like I'm going to relate to her.
Did you smash?
No. So we had sex a few times, and we started doing it. And I remember the condom broke once. It really broke. And
Did you keep going? Did you?
Yeah, we didn't know it broke until it was like at the end when it broke. It was like, broke.
Damn, heavy load.
So yeah. we went and got Plan B.
Okay. Uh-huh.
$50.
Been there.
Yeah. So
the worst.
So, month or two later, when I realized she was batshit crazy, I go, we can't do this anymore. And I was at her house, and she goes, if you leave, I will call the cops and tell them that you raped me. And I go, okay.
What?
Yeah, that's how crazy she was. So, we talked it out. She came to my work the next day, and I was like, look, it's over, that's it. And she goes, well, where's my $50? And I go, you're $50? What are you talking about? For the Plan B. And I was like, I've been buying condoms. You didn't ask for the $50 before.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't. If I was with you, I would have paid for it. I didn't even know you were going to do that. Like, it wasn't anything where I was. So I'm like, principal again. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you $50.
Yeah.
So next thing I know, she's calling me at my house. Hello? Do you have my $50? I'm at work. Hello? Do you have my $50?
No way.
Brian, you have a phone call. Do you have my $50? Like, this is I worked at Fry's Electronics at the time. I don't know how
she's
got to the phone line
work,
back there.
Yeah. She's calling the work number.
I ended up, this is the day of answering machines. And I put on my answering machine that, remember that old doo-doo-doo?
Number.
I put that on my answering machine for 3 days. So she heard that for multiple times. Finally, I'm like, okay, I think this is over. I put my old greeting back on. 5 minutes later, do you have my $50?
Like,
holy shit. So I remember I was at my mom's house. I went into her kitchen, and she had a two-line phone, and I hit line two while she was on there, and I dialed 911 or police number, whatever it was. And I go, police, there's this girl. Her name is blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, everything changed because I think she's had problems with the cops before. She was just like, Brian, seriously, stop. And like, I never heard from her again.
Wow.
I was like, do you have my $50?
You have my $50? She like sounded like a fucking parrot. Do you have my $50?
That's such a great date fail.
Do you have my $50?
Holy shit.
That's the name of one of your comedy specials.
Yes.
I should.
Do you have my $50?
First time we went out, we were going to Commerce together. First time we went out, she's like, let's go to Commerce. I go, okay. We were in the car and I got pulled over. And this is when I should have realized how crazy she was. She goes, oh, my God, I can't believe we're getting pulled over. Do you want me to cry? I could totally cry. I'll get you out of this right now. And I'm just like, just calm down, bitch.
Do you want me to cry?
Yeah, it was weird. This girl was so weird.
Isn't it funny when you date someone at the beginning how you just completely ignore the crazy shit because you're, like, attracted to them and you want to bang them. So you're like, that's not that crazy.
At that point in my life, she was the hottest girl I'd ever been with, for sure. Like, I was just like... yeah, you can be crazy, whatever.
Yeah. We give concessions to that attraction.
Yeah, yeah, you just ignore stuff.
But then later on.
That's a great story.
That is funny. Do you want $50?
Try it on. Man, it was just, I've never had any issues like this before. My eyes started twitching after 2 weeks of that shit. Like, I was like, I'm like really getting.
That's bad when you're having a physical reaction.
Yeah, I'm
right.
having a physical reaction. Just a nervous twitch in my eye. I was just like, I'm going to kill this chick.
Did she know where you live?
Yeah, but I think she never pulled I don't think she's alive anymore. She said some weird shit. Like, this is like 10, 15 years ago. And back then.
Is she alive anymore?
I don't know. I think she might be dead. Like, she wanted to do heroin. She wanted to, like, she told me about some of her fantasies. It was, like, getting gangbanged. She was just a weird girl. And, like, yeah, I don't know. I just get the feeling that she's not alive. I don't know. I could be completely
wrong. She's either dead or doing porn now, basically.
She can't do porn now. She's got to be, like, 40.
Have you seen granny porn? It's a thing.
Are these old women getting it in?
I'd be very surprised if she was alive.
That's how I got over the porn guy that I was, like, obsessed with.
He was an old lady porn?
I saw granny porn, and I was like, the second I imagined him fucking an 80-year-old woman, I was like, oh, like that. I could never fuck a guy that's fucking a grand. Like, and these grannies are old in the granny porn.
And they really getting it in?
They are.
This is a real thing.
I saw a granny porn. Tony, I put voiceover over it, like what you do with the animal videos of the granny porn. And it was a granny, and there was a guy, and he was wearing a mask and a robe. And it might have been the guy that I was hooking up with. Yeah. He kind of had his build.
Everything is out there. You
and
can see anything.
He's paddling her and whipping her, and she's chained up, but she's like 80, and she's like, yeah, give it to me, yeah, yeah. He's like, it's so gross.
My God, my dentures.
What? I wonder if these women were doing porn when they were younger, too, or did they just get in the game at 65, like, I'm doing it.
I just hope that they're not doing it because, like, that's how sad our, like, Social Security system is, and they have
no
money.
Yeah, I think they need money.
And so that's how they got into it.
Tragic.
I don't know.
How are these dudes getting it up? Viagra?
Drugs.
Viagra, man, probably.
It's got to be drugs.
That's another thing I never tried. I don't want to do that till I need it.
Don't
I
do
want
it.
To try it once.
Don't
though.
Do
I'm
it.
Curious.
Okay, well,
I know
if
a
you
lot
do
of guys
it,
that try it just to do it.
I was going to try one. I lost the pill I had.
Oh, they're expensive.
Yeah.
But I know about this Chinese herbal shit that's supposed to be just as good. Yeah, my guy friends who do porn, they all use this Chinese herbal thing.
Uh-huh.
But here's the problem. If you use it with a chick, you better fucking be ready to use it again and again with that chick.
Because
it's
going.
So good. Fucking a guy who's on that stuff is so good that then if you just fuck a regular guy, you're like, eh.
It's not the same hardness or is it the length of time?
It's the length of time. I mean, you could just fucking fuck for so long.
Okay.
For so long.
So y'all do like long sex then?
I do. Not all girls do.
Not all of them.
Oh, yeah.
It probably depends on how many times. Like, I kind of get off easily. So, like, the longer you fuck me, the more times I need to get off.
That's what
so.
those are the kind of women I like being with. The ones that get off easy.
Because they like
it. It's like the 13th time in this session that I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Then there's the girls that want you to get off as fast as possible. Like, have you ever had that? Like, they're just like, you can just tell they're just trying to do everything they can to make it happen.
Yeah,
like,
just
really?
Shut me down.
I think it makes them feel attractive that you came fast.
Yeah.
Or they just don't really want to fuck you, but they know
that's
they have
a possibility
to.
Too.
So
very
they're
possible.
Like, if I want to keep this thing going with this guy, I'm going to have to bang him, but I don't really want to. So they just kind of knock it out as quickly as possible.
I also have another theory that maybe they were with some dudes that, like, sometimes lose their heart on, and they're worried that's going to happen, so they want to make it happen.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Could be. I haven't really been with, I've been with guys that can't get hard.
Right.
But I've never been with a guy that just lost it.
I've heard guys that just have a real hard time coming.
Really? Like,
yeah. I heard of that, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
I heard of that, too.
I've
sometimes I wish
had
I had that problem, but I do.
Yeah. You know, it's good that you don't have that problem. But you know what's funny? I had Cat Williams on this podcast back years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And Cat said the funniest thing to me. He said, the first time he fucks a girl, he never comes on purpose. Because he said, if you fuck a girl and you get her off, but you don't come, and then you're just like, I'm good. He goes, it fucks with their head so bad. They're like, why? But why don't you want to come? I want to make you come. And he's like, no, I'm cool. So now he said that makes them try so much harder the next time.
I can honestly say I would never do that.
How come?
don't want to fucking spend all that time and effort to get someone in bed for the first time, hoping I'll get him again and just and not ever get off.
I've done that, not intentionally, but it just so happened that, you know, I didn't come. And then they just like, why didn't I wanted to get you to? I was like, hey, you,
what
but
reason?
I was perfectly happy.
Why?
But I didn't do it on purpose.
But what reason do guys ever have to not
well,
want to come?
For me, it's just I like to
I don't think there is any.
I like to please her. So
yeah, of course.
I like to. So if she's getting off, I'm like, cool. And then if we have to stop before I got mine, I'm cool with that. Because I'm good in the satisfaction that I got you off.
That's really hot, Tony.
That's
yeah. So I'm just like
you just got like 100 times hotter.
Because I can jerk off on my own steam any night of the week.
But what reason would you have that you suddenly have to stop? Like time's up.
I forget what happened. It was just, you know, they get tired, they dry out, whatever. It's just like I'm getting sore now, so it's like, all right, we can stop, and then
wow.
Well, I gotta go. Like, you know,
if I ever had sex with a girl and I didn't come. And I just was lying there with her, I'd be like, I'm gonna jerk off now, like with her there. You could help.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No,
not at all. Because you gotta get yours too.
Right.
I respect that.
I'm not trying to
there
be
a jerk.
There was
a guy I dated, now that I'm thinking about it. We dated for a year though, so it was like a relationship where, you know, there were, because I had a bigger sex appetite than him.
Uh-huh.
So there would be days where he'd get me off and just be like, I'm cool. And
yeah.
I didn't take it as an insult because I'm like, well, if he doesn't need to fuck every day. That's cool. I mean, he just.
Right.
So he would have get you off by having sex with you or going down on you or what would he do?
Both. Sometimes sex, maybe with his hand. It just depended. But he
I hate
always
when girls don't like when you go down on them, by the way. There's girls out there that doesn't do anything for them.
Yeah.
I don't like dating them.
Well, that's not their fault. It
I've
means they've been
it.
With.
I get it.
It means they've only been with guys that are terrible at eating pussy.
I think there are some girls that really just don't get off on that, even with someone who
really?
Knows what they're doing. Yeah.
I know girls that are a little insecure about their body, and that's the reason they don't like guys.
Yeah. I was with this one girl, and she goes, you could do it, but I don't really care. And I know what I'm doing. I really do.
I fucking care.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I went down on her, and she did. She was just like, you know.
She was not into it.
I did what I could. I did what I do.
Valiant effort.
Yeah.
Valiant effort.
I haven't had sex with a lot of guys, so I feel like I don't have, like, but I would say in my limited experience, I wish I knew what my number was now. It's still under 20, I think.
Oh, man,
you
ain't nothing out here.
But here's the thing. Out of those 20,
you ain't shit out
maybe
here,
maybe it's
Kate.
25. I don't know. I'm going to have to count them up
what
one day.
Important in
I'm
your
gonna
numbers?
I'm going to write them down.
Take a list.
I'm going to write them down. I will. But anyway, let's say it's 20 to 25 because I don't know. But I
knew her back when she was at 8.
I know,
really?
He really
yeah.
did. It might not even be that high. It might
so
be Kate's under 20.
On the come up,
it might be under 20. Anyway, the point is, I can count still. I can clearly remember the three guys that were really good at eating pussy out of all those guys.
I thought you were going to say, I can still count on all my hands and toes. Like, it's just
I can still count on all my hands and toes. And never. No, only three guys were like outstanding. Actually, four.
Okay.
Four guys
four
outstanding.
Four dude made the cut. He was like, yes.
I forgot about him. It was
I know
one
girls
time.
Say a lot of fucking ego-boosting shit, but I've been told a lot that I'm really good at it.
Okay. Hey,
so that's why I'm
confident
to,
in his product.
I am. I'm confident in that.
Here's
especially.
How you know. Lady. Here's how you know you're good at eating pussy. If you're going down on a girl for, like, less, let's say it's under a minute,
mm-hmm.
under 2 minutes, she hasn't come yet, and she's like, I just can't wait to fuck you, just fuck me right now, and she basically stops you to fuck you instead, it means you're not that good at it. You're not
oh,
doing
is that what
job.
That is?
Yeah, now, if she's like,
yeah, if she ever like,
if she
like this,
wants
like,
you to
here.
Keep
oh,
going,
okay.
then you're good at it, because
oh,
no
yeah.
girl's
okay.
going to stop you if
I
it's
will
fantastic.
Say this.
Right there,
I will say this, I think my technique works most of the time, but I've met a couple girls over the years that want it differently. And it's like a weird thing where they'll be like, I just want you to use your tongue, your broad up real slow. And like, I was just like, I don't know how this is going to work. Like they
everyone's
two times
different.
This has happened. Yeah, it was just like, there was just two girls that wanted it that way. And I was just like, I can't do that. Like I tried to do it and
yeah.
it's like, that's not it. Like,
well,
I don't know what you mean then.
Everyone's different, just like
wow.
guys. Some
yeah.
guys like it when, like some guys
right.
like you to choke on their dick. Some guys just like you to work the tip of the, I mean, everybody's
different.
Some
guys different. Want you to deep throat. Some guys want you at the tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like guys are different too. So,
yeah.
but if you're interested, there is a class. on eating pussy. I know a girl.
Does yeah. Andy Dick do it?
No, I know a girl because I had her on my Playboy TV show. Her name is Sex Nerd Sandra. Uh-huh. I don't know where she teaches. I think the Pleasure Chest is one place, but she teaches a class. I had to take it for my show, which I don't eat pussy, but I had to learn. And she gives you fruit to practice.
You've never
on.
Gone down on a girl. Ah, there it is.
I did one time, okay?
How was it? Did you have the class before that or after that?
I had the class before.
Oh, so you knew what you were doing.
I knew what I was doing.
Oh, did you employ the techniques?
I can't believe I'm talking about this on here. I'm actually embarrassed. This is the first time I've ever gotten embarrassed. It was a threesome, and I'm not into pussy, you know, but I was like, you know, when
in Rome. Yep.
Yeah, so I tried it, and the girl was clean. She didn't have any hair. Uh-huh. So I was like, all right, you know, and I tried it, and she said it was good, but who the fuck knows.
How long did it last?
I don't know. I mean, a minute or two.
Stop downplaying it, Kate. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
What was the guy doing? Was he having sex with one of you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was so, first of all, I was on Molly.
Okay.
I was so high and drunk. The whole thing feels like it never happened. Did you ever have a hookup where you wake up the next day and you're like, was that a dream or did we actually...
Nah.
Because that's how it felt. So,
okay, this brought up another question. Was he having sex with her or you while it was happening?
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Kate was getting it in.
She was in the middle of the sandwich.
It was a good night. It was a fun night.
She
I'm
was
not gonna
jam.
Lie. But here's the thing. I have to be honest about the threesome. I hope they're not listening because
they listen.
There is one point in it, and this is the reason why I'm like not really into threesomes, because there's one point in it when they still wanted to fuck more. But it had been a long time, like hours, you know, and I was like kind of done. But then it's like you're there in the threesome and they're still having sex. You feel like you still have to be engaged. But yeah. I was like,
you don't want to be the tired one.
So I didn't know what to do because I'm like, is it rude if I'm just like on my phone, like tweeting while they're fucking on the other side of the bed? So at some point, I just think threesomes should be limited at like 2 hours and then you make your
That's
exit.
Plenty of time.
You know?
30 Gee. Minutes. Is
right.
Time.
30
Two
minutes.
2 hours? What the hell's going
Here's
on?
Here's the thing. I don't fuck often. So when I do, I get in as many orgasms as possible. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, if I'm only having sex once this month, you better make me come. Like, I just texted a guy. I've been texting with my ex a little bit. Uh-huh. And we were like, I was like, I'm not fucking anyone. We should just fuck because I just need to get it in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was like, I think it's a terrible idea. And I was like, just one time. I go, but you need to make me come like 15 times so that I feel like I got it in for the month and I'm good. And he was like, I'll think about it. He said, I'll think about it.
He's not even enthusiastic. He's just like, oh,
don't let him have it now.
Don't do this.
How many times did the guys have come when you had that threesome?
The guy?
Yeah, you said you went for like 2 or 3 hours.
Once.
Oh, so he would just like stop if
he was taking something to keep our.
Was it Chinese herbs or?
I don't know. I didn't ask. So.
Wow, that's a long threesome.
Yeah, that's a long threesome. Yeah, I thought maybe he like stopped for an hour. They had like a half time.
Yeah,
maybe
sandwich.
A
sandwich.
There was a lot of these
dip.
People were prepared.
Kate did stand up at the halftime ceremony.
Right.
The ceremony. These guys were prepared. They brought a sex bag, Brian. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
They got a room and they were like sending me photos. Like, this is what we want to do to you. And I was like the guest star.
I have one thing to say about the sex bag. There's different types of sex bags. This was a corny sex bag. It had like one of those blindfolds that was like made out of cardboard. So it was like this. It didn't even go like that. You know
cardboard.
What I mean? No, I mean, it was like. It had like felt over it or something.
Those are good. I like the blindfold.
She had a threesome DVD.
Oh my God.
Oh,
That's not the worst part. It was like Cinemax.
No,
yeah,
the soft
I was
porn?
Like, yeah, soft porn, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And then there was all these gels and stuff. I was just like, I don't want to use anything in this bag. Not one thing.
Well, this couple was so prepared. I swear to God, this is actually funny. They had, like, Gatorade and shit.
Oh,
had,
my God. Like,
they were ready to replenish.
If somebody brought a bag of Gatorade over, I'd be like, that's cool. I'd much rather have that than a fucking threesome DVD.
What if they had a sex bag that just had Gatorade? You'd be like, man, let's get into it.
Viagra and Gatorade.
Let's do this shit. Hoom shorts and Gatorade in
there's
the sex
like,
bag.
There's a water boy on a bench just waiting.
Let's go.
What else was in your sex bag? Or was it just those two things?
They had like the leather like handcuff cuff right. strap things. And then I think they had a blindfold. I don't remember. There was something metal, like, oh, there was dildo.
There was a dildo.
There was a dildo.
Did you use it on that girl while you were going down on
her? I did not.
Okay.
I didn't know. To be honest with you, I just, vagina grosses me out. I don't want to stick anything in it. I don't want to.
I'd be worried if someone brought a dildo. Like, what has this thing been? Is this the first time it's being used? Was it sealed?
Right. Was the price tag still on
it? It wasn't sealed. I could tell by that answer.
I didn't think about that. Do you know what I think of when I think about being a lesbian and touching another girl's vagina, honest to God? I think about getting shit under my nails. That I couldn't get back out.
I never worry about that.
See, that's the difference between being.
Unless you go down there and you just get that first, you know, whiff and you're like, this is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then you're like, what the hell?
I always facility check.
Ew.
I always
gross.
Take a whiff.
I always taste my own.
It's rare.
I'm a big advocate of tasting your own. I think girls should just do a quick taste test often, but I think guys should too.
Yeah. I'm definitely facility. I got caught. Checking one time.
How?
She called me sniffing my finger. She's like, I saw you. I was like, yeah, you called me. No. It was good though, right? Yeah, you good. You good to go. Luckily, she was good to go. But she straight called me.
Don't you taste it when you touch and then taste it?
No.
Oh. You just smell it first.
Like, if I'm really into the girl, we've been having sex a lot, then yeah. But like, first time, I'm not tasting. I'm not going down on you until I see the paper.
What if she tastes it in front of you first?
I'll be like, oh, I see what you're doing.
Then you're good.
But I'm still not really.
I have a
horrible
story.
I need to know you're clean, though. Like, I don't go down on women like that.
This is probably. This is a horrible story.
What?
This is after that second girlfriend that I told you about, the 4-year relationship, the one I did the candy cane with.
Yeah. Oh.
So I started going out with this Latina girl. Right after that.
Okay.
I'd never been with anything but white. And I was like, all right, let's try this. And we started dating and dating. And I hadn't talked to Nicole, my ex, for like a while. The first Nicole I had too. And this girl, I finally have sex with her. And I was about to go down on her in my Toyota Corolla in the back seat.
Hey.
And it was the most, it was horrible, just like we were talking about. Uh-huh. Just like, and thank, and she
Ew.
Knew. And it was, well, I just headed down there. And before I even got to her belly button, I knew. Like, it was like that bad.
Ew.
And she goes, no, come up here. And I was like, okay. So I just put it in. We did it. No condom. Went home. And for the first time in a month, Nicole calls me. And I was living with my mom. And she goes, I was like 24. I was back from college. And she goes, hey, you want to hang out? And I was like, I can't. She lived like 5 minutes away. So there was no time to do anything.
Aww.
I go, I can't. And then she totally did that reverse psychology shit on me. She goes, oh, if you can't perform. And I was like, oh, you fucking bitch. So I went to the bathroom. I washed my dick off with a rag and some water.
Oh, my God.
And I got to her. I know. This is one of the worst things I've done. I got to her place, and she starts going down on me. And while she's going down on me, she stops after about 3 seconds, and she looks up at me, and I'm like, ugh. And she goes, I could do this all night long. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I thought
oh, my God.
I know.
Yo.
I was 24.
Hey, filth happens.
Yeah.
But that was raunchy.
If I wasn't living with my mom, I would have jumped in the shower. But I didn't need to be like, what are you doing at 2 in the morning jumping in the shower?
Yeah.
Like, it just would have been weird. And I was 24, and it was,
so you
know.
Just did a quick.
I did a quick rinse off in the.
And you smashed both of them raw, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah. I don't double dip. But that night I did.
That was a double dip That was a double dip night.
I know.
I am so horrified.
Yeah. I know.
I
Let me tell you something, Kate.
She shouldn't have told me
men
I couldn't
are
perform.
Filthy, huh?
She couldn't. I told her no.
Right.
No. Oh, if you can't perform.
Yeah, she. You had to at that point.
I was like, ugh.
If you tell us also, if you can't, if you can't get it up.
Really, that works?
I mean, that's hardcore.
I'm going to do that to my ex that's like, I don't think we should fuck. I'm going to text him when I leave here, and I'm going to go, you know what? I totally understand. If you can't get hard, I know you're getting older.
If you can't perform.
Yo, let me tell you something. We would rather give you a disease than have you think we can't perform. Oh, I can't give you this dick. Here it comes. We done gave you something like, hey, you shouldn't have been talking
no
shit.
No way.
I wonder who regrets telling their story more now, me or you, the threesome or the smelly.
I told the threesome story before. I just didn't admit to going down on the girl.
Oh, you got
so.
Some details.
Yeah,
because
I knew
details.
That was the couple that was like, oh, I was like, I remember this couple.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know.
Kate
was holding out. She gives us pieces every episode.
Sometimes I give more, and sometimes I get more embarrassed, but lately, because here's what it is. Lately, since I'm not having sex or dating anyone, I feel more pure.
So maybe you're living vicariously through your past experience.
Yeah, I feel right. It's okay to share the dirtier things that I've done because you guys won't judge me because you know I'm turning over a new leaf.
Right.
Well, I'm glad I got it out of you.
You did.
I did.
This was maybe my favorite episode.
Because she kind of like, her body language changed. Was like, yeah, it was a girl. I went, and then he was screwing me while I went down. Yeah. Her whole energy just turned to like two.
Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, I was there.
Oh, I got an embarrassing threesome story.
Oh, so you had a threesome as well? I'm the only threesome virgin.
You're a threesome virgin. Tony, I'm going to set one up for you. It's really fun.
I don't know, this is bad.
Although I think it's way more fun being the girl in a threesome than probably being the guy, because it's a lot of pressure on you to perform.
It is.
Well.
And this I need to see the paperwork foursome. Of these women.
Huh? Oh, right.
This is more of a foursome, actually.
Oh, so, okay. Two couples?
Yeah, but this one girl wasn't. I don't know. How much time do you have?
Tell this story.
Okay, so I met this blonde girl at, what's that place? The Firefox in North Hollywood or somewhere? So I met her there, and we're getting along. We got a couple drinks. It was a first online date. And yeah, she was this cute blonde girl, really cute. And we started making out at the bar a little bit. And next thing you know, she goes, hey, you want to come back to my place? My girlfriend is home. We'll go hang out with her. And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
So I go, all right. So she goes, okay, meet me in my car. Go get your car and follow me. I go get my car. She's gone. So I'm like, what the hell? I text her. I'm like, hello, you there? Am I following you? Like, you know, I'm like about to like.
Right.
We were just making out. Like, yeah, I thought everything was going great.
Yeah, your pants were all.
It's not like
point.
Things were going bad. Like, right. It was so confusing.
Right.
So she hits me back a couple days later. Nothing happened that night.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm really sorry. I hit up the girl. She couldn't do it that night, and I just didn't know what else to do. And I found out why later. She's more into watching this blonde girl. It's really, like,
the
really.
The one you were with is more into watching?
Yeah, the one that I was hanging out with at the bar. So she goes, but my friend's available tonight. You want to come over? And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, it's one of those times where, like, you tell your friend, like, if you don't see me, I'm going to this address. Like, if you don't hear from me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, crazy. She's like, you want to come over to my friend's house? Just come in the front door. It'll be open. Walk to the back, and we're on the right side. Don't be loud because she has a roommate. And I'm like, okay. So I go into this strange house, and I'm thinking, like, what am I getting myself into?
Right.
And I get in there. And it's a hot redhead and this blonde on the bed. And I'm like, holy shit. And I start smoking weed with them. And next thing I know, I'm doing it with the redhead and the blonde's watching.
Wow.
So then I'm like thinking like, and I started dating the redhead actually.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
It's the best how I met someone story, by the
right?
way.
Yeah.
Because
the blonde didn't want to do shit.
Yeah.
You know, so I was
she
like.
She just wanted to watch. She wanted to sit there and be like, yeah.
So then I find out.
Y'all getting it in.
So then I find out
yeah.
Then I find out that the redhead is dating a dude and they have an open relationship.
Oh.
And she uses condoms with everyone but him. But she goes, "Hey, we want you to come over after your comedy show and we want to she wanted to do a DP."
Oh.
Yeah. And
did
I was
Did you do it?
I'm going to tell you. I was like, "Oh man." And she's all, Kira's here too. It'll be like, you know, we'll all have fun. And of course, Kira's just sitting on the sidelines watching again.
Ooh, we name dropping and everything.
Oh,
I love this story.
She doesn't know me anymore. This is years ago.
What's her last name? Just kidding.
Right? Her last
What's
name.
Her Instagram?
I don't know.
Holy shit.
I do see her once in a while on like these online things still. She's still looking for someone that likes to have probably like have her watch. I don't know what she's looking for.
Right.
She never told me.
She's like, yeah.
That sounds so
I did
awful.
End up doing it with her once, actually, and that was a separate time, and
How
the
was
redhead
it?
Was there.
Was it good?
No, she wasn't into it. I can
just
tell.
She,
yeah.
It sounds like torture to me watching and not getting to fuck.
No, I can see the appeal in watching, like
think,
right there in the moment.
I think everyone has a different mindset. Like,
but,
it's just like some people like watching, some people like being watched. I don't want people watching my...
I don't know.
I would want to watch and then get fucked. Because then you watch, and then you're all turned on.
She
and
wasn't. Yeah. We did it, but it wasn't. She didn't want to. I could tell. It
all
just
right.
wasn't good.
So you didn't answer. You want a piece
so
of
So I'm going to this dude's house now.
Okay.
I'm going to this dude's house on Woodman. It was like the apartments right before you get to the 101.
Yeah. He's giving names and addresses.
Right?
Like 5702 Woodman Avenue. 90.
He's giving us the full scoop.
Okay.
This is another story I'm like thinking like at the end. I'm going to say, why did I tell this fucking story?
Hey, man, because that's
good.
What we do here.
I like it.
So I get there, and they're like, you want a drink? And it's just me, the blonde, the redhead, and this dude that I've never met before.
Holy mackerel.
And next thing I know, we're on the couch. I'm between the two girls, and we're making out and stuff. And the guy's hanging out. Like, he wants to keep me comfortable. I could tell. Like, he didn't want to get involved. He just wanted to, like, get me going.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, we go upstairs to this room, and we're all fooling around. And, oh, my God. Deb's like, I want to try that thing. She was, oh, my God, I'm saying names again.
It's
Jesus
fine.
Christ.
She's both like, the names.
I don't care.
And address. Go on. Just go on.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. So Deb.
I'm like, okay. So we start doing it just regular, like she's in the middle of us,
uh-huh.
That sort of thing. Then she's like, I really want
like
to do that.
She's blowing one of you and
right.
The other one's fucking her?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And I remember the dude said, like, nice cock to me. And I was just like, I don't know if I was like, is that like.
I think any guy that's willing to be involved in a DP is a little gay because your dicks are real close together.
Very I would say close. The guy who's in
this. Sex touching.
Yeah.
That's part of the story. Oh. I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All right, wait. Good.
I can't share this on any social media. I hope you don't care.
You have to tell. What?
I can't share this on
That's
social
fine.
Media.
It's fine. Like,
my okay, mom is not hearing this. Nobody I know.
Tell the end of the story.
I don't care if they all hear it. They all half of them know. So we're doing it. And I'm on the bottom. She's on top of me like, you know, like she's on top sex. And then he comes in and starts, you know, and we're all using condoms.
Okay. Thank God.
And we're getting to the point where she's all into it. And it was just like, after a while, the whole thing was so weird to me. Both him and I started like losing it, our hard on. We didn't have any Chinese herbs or anything. And I remember he stopped and he pulled off the condom, you know, like he was frustrated because he couldn't do it anymore. And I was on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, something hit my thigh at that point. I don't know if it was the condom or what it was, but I remember freaking out like, okay, all right, we're done with this. And, yeah, that was my weirdest,
You guys did DP, though.
We did, yeah. I was in the...
You were in the vagina, and he was in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo!
I didn't feel any balls touching, though, because my balls were going downwards
How
towards my butt.
How do you even stand? How do you even position yourselves to where one of you's in there?
Well, all he has to do is lay
flat. I was just lying there, and we were doing regular sex, and then he came in and somehow shoved it in
there. The top has to angle himself a certain way, but all he has to do is lay there.
You know,
I'm never doing that. That's not anywhere.
Once he said, nice cock, I
know.
Like, I'm out of here.
I kind of have a fantasy about hooking up with, like, more than one guy at once where, like, they're all attending to me. But no, never in that fantasy is there two guys, like, one in the butt and one in, like, never.
Gotcha.
That's too.
Yeah. If I ever want to feel good about it, I could just watch one of those porns where they both put it in the vagina or the ass.
Oh,
you know, then I could be like, well, I never did
that.
The shafts are touching on that.
Yeah, the South Park creators.
Oh,
the
God.
South Park creators have a band. It's called. What is it called? It's T2, D2 or something. Do you know what it is? You know what I'm talking about, right?
DVDA.
DVDA. And that's double vaginal, double anal. That's the name of their band.
Wow.
And apparently that's been done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is, I have to say that I have been not only educated on this episode, disgusted, horrified. I'm just kidding. This is fascinating. This is my favorite episode.
Yo,
of
this episode was dope.
Hilarious.
He's got some stories.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to have you back to tell more stories, yeah. Brian.
I was going to give you a date fail story, but that wasn't
you
it.
You did.
Okay, well, just leave it at that.
I would say that.
That wasn't even the one I had prepped.
You gave us
You
plenty.
Gave a lot of date fail stories.
You gave us
stories.
Names, addresses.
I feel like I have chlamydia just from being on this episode. I need a shower. Brian, where can people find you?
On Instagram and Twitter at Brian Monarch. And I'm on Snapchat at Brian SFV. That's like San Fernando Valley.
And all the dating apps that
And
you
all
can
the dating
find.
Apps, brianmonarch.com, Facebook, you know, everything.
All right.
I'm at the Comedy Store every Saturday at 7.
Hey. Yes, a great show. I've done it many times. Tony Baker, what do you got coming up?
Just the usual frolicking. I'm at Tony Baker Comedy on social media, Comedian Tony Baker on Facebook, and hopefully I'll be in the city near you soon.
All right, and if you guys are listening to this on Friday, which is when it will air, I am at the South Point Casino for the Dirty at 12:30.
Hey.
At 12:30 at night.
That's a fun show.
You're always in Vegas.
Always
I know.
In
well,
Vegas.
I'm
Vegas
going for the fight.
You.
I'm actually going for the fight this time. I'm going to go, my buddy's fighting, so I'm going to go check out the fight. So.
Beautiful.
It's going to be good times.
That'll be fun.
So, guys, thanks for listening as always. Oh, I almost forgot. If you would like a shout out on the podcast, check out my Patreon. It's patreon.com/KateQFunny. Or if you want a shout out for your business or friend for their birthday or whatever, hit up my Patreon. And you guys are the best. Bye.
All right. Let's go do a DP, guys.
Hey.